This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 280 for Wednesday, February 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Wednesday, with losses in the front months and a firm tone in the more deferred positions. Canola up $6 to down $30. The nearby March contract down 30 at $800.70 per ton, but the more active May contract down 10.80 at $765. New crop November up 4.50 at $610.50 per ton. Speculative long liquidation accounted for the selling pressure in the nearby months, with fund traders booking profits on their large long positions. Strength in the Canadian dollar, which hit three-year highs relative to its U.S. counterpart today, also pressured values. However, a rally in Chicago soy oil provided some spillover support, and that contributed to the gains in the new crop months. Tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand going forward also remained supportive, although end-user demand is starting to back away at current price levels. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 17 cents in the May contract at $14.25 per bushel. Heavy rains in Brazil were a driver in the soy market, causing delays to the soybean harvest there. With more precipitation in the forecast, the lack of export movement out of Brazil is keeping end-user buying interest focused on the dwindling supplies of U.S. beans. However, while the harvest has been slow in Brazil, production is still expected to be large overall when the crop eventually comes off. Some analysts out of the country now call for a 136 million ton soybean crop. That would be up by 3 million from the USDA's current forecast. Corn futures, they are up as well but lagged soybeans to the upside, 4 cents higher in May at $5.57 per bushel. The slow Brazilian soybean harvest has also delayed seeding of the second corn crop, which is seeded after soybeans come off in Brazil. U.S. ethanol production, it's down by 28% in the past week, and that did temper the upside in corn at only 658,000 barrels per day, as the cold snap led to closures and slowdowns at some plants. Wheat futures, they are stronger across the board, bouncing back after yesterday's losses as investors continue to try and get a handle on the damage caused by the recent U.S. cold snap. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in the May contract at $6.57 per bushel. Kansas City up 16 cents in May at $6.63 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 15 cents in the May contract at $6.85 per bushel. A number of tenders announced in the global market were also seen as supportive for wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.